Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. An election in Myanmar adds one more layer of challenge to a nation already in crisis. Then, gospel materials bring hope to entire families in Afghanistan. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Myanmar's crisis deepens after a widely disputed election. Coup leader Min Aung Hlaing has been sworn in as the country's new president 5 years after he ousted a government chosen by the people. Greg Kelly of Unknown Nation says,
it's essentially a continuation of the old guard. Nobody recognized this election as legitimate. There was no voting in huge swaths of the country because of the ongoing civil war.
Myanmar has been engulfed in tragedy following the 2021 military coup.
Over 3.5 million people have been displaced. Nearly 10,000 people have been killed.
Today, the same military leaders remain in power and conflict continues nationwide. But there's still hope.
There are amazingly brave and courageous men and women of faith who are sharing the gospel in the midst of this civil war.
Myanmar is still largely unreached. Only about 5% of the population follows Christ, and millions have never even heard the good news. Local believers are taking action. With help from Unknown Nations,
Burmese are multiplying themselves. They're raising up healthy disciples.
Please pray for peace in Myanmar and for protection for believers.
Pray to the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers among the Burmese people and help them to understand the truth of Christianity, the love that Jesus represents.
Next, here's an invitation to live out Hebrews 13:3 today. That verse calls Christians to remember imprisoned believers as if we were there with them. You can take action by joining the Voice of the Martyrs Korea's petition on behalf of a missionary named Park Tae-yeon. Eric Foley with VOM Korea explains that after decades of faithful service in Russia, 70-year-old Park was stopped on her way home to South Korea in January. She's now in a Russian holding facility, facing alleged immigration charges that could carry an up to 17-year prison sentence.
She says that while she's reading her Bible daily and she's confident in the Lord, she just wants to come home.
The charges against Park are a mask for Russia's underlying issue, her missionary work among children. Your advocacy can make a difference, but the how matters. Foley warns against these common mistakes that Christians make when responding to persecution.
Not one of them has ever said, I wish you would have been quiet when I was in prison.
Sign the petition for Park's release by visiting the full story at our website.
One is that they say nothing. The other is that they speak so loudly and stridently that they demonize the government about whom they're speaking.
And pray especially for favor as VOM Korea delivers the signed petition to the Russian embassy this week.
In even basic ways like signing a petition, we express that we know what's happening, and we're going to speak the truth about it.
And what does an Afghan child want? Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministry says,
most of these kids are struggling with just having peace.
Their country has endured years of turmoil.
There have been tremendous amounts of war, rumors of war, terrorist activity in Afghanistan.
When God opened the door for the ministry to enter Afghanistan, he also provided people willing to distribute gospel materials. Among them were devotionals and solar-powered MP3 players loaded with an audio Bible and Keys for Kids stories.
It's designed to allow them to listen in a kind of an entertaining way to the story, but then the story points them back to scripture.
Testimonies show the gospel is at work. An Afghan orphan hired as a voice actor knew the Quran by heart, but still lacked peace. And through these stories, he found true peace in Christ and began sharing it with other kids in the orphanage. What's more, a village elder came to faith through him. Another testimony, Yoder says, is of parents coming to Christ through these materials. Because when their children listen, the families listen too.
Since it's such a simplistic way of explaining biblical truth, the adults are understanding it.
You can help bring the gospel to more Afghan homes. Pray for the faith of those sharing the tools in Afghanistan and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.